This is All Things Considered on 90.1 WABE. I'm Dennis O'Hare. 8 years ago today, a defendant named Brian Nichols, on trial on a Fulton County rape charge, beat a sheriff's deputy and seized her gun, then used it to kill Judge Roland Barnes, court reporter Julianne Brandow, and sheriff's deputy Hoyt Teasley at the Fulton County Courthouse. The 8-year mark comes just days after the state House passed House Bill 512, which allows people with concealed carry permits to bring their weapons into courthouses under certain circumstances and with certain rules. Judge Cynthia Wright is now the chief judge of the Fulton County Superior Court. She was in the courthouse on that day 8 years ago. Judge Wright, welcome. Good to have you.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
First of all, what do you remember about that day?
It was a total chaos. No one knew what was going on. We did not have a good communication system at the time. I remember I was trying a case, and I kept getting conflicting reports about who had been shot, what had happened, and we finally turned on a little black and white television set to find out what was going on the same level of the courthouse that I was, where my office was, but it was in the other building. March 11th is certainly a day that none of us who were present will ever forget, nor should we ever.
Moving for just a second to House Bill 512, some judges have raised concerns about what it would mean for courthouse security. And as I read the bill, it says license holders can bring their guns into courthouses as far as security checkpoints. But then they have to do what the security officers tell them, like check the guns or take them back out, whatever. And if there's no security detail, then they can bring the guns in during business hours. First of all, am I reading that correctly? And if so, do you have an issue with that provision?
I believe you are reading it correctly. And let me say this. Courthouses aren't where happy people usually go. And some of the incidents which have recently happened in courthouses across the nation have involved persons in the waiting area of a courthouse so that they don't breach the interior security. But I believe one of the last incidents which happened was they were in the area right outside of security. So it seems like that is one of the problems that this bill would have.
So you're saying it would not cover the area where some incidents of violence could happen?
Correct.
One of the arguments we often hear, though, from folks who argue for loosened restrictions is that restrictions only inhibit people who would obey the law anyway, since someone who's going to enter a courthouse with a gun to do violence certainly isn't going to care about a few restrictions. What would you say to that argument, though?
Well, I understand that argument. That's the guns don't kill people, people kill people argument. And, I mean, to some extent, I think that there's some truth in what they are saying. Most people are law-abiding, but we enact laws for those who are not. That's the whole point of having a criminal justice system or having a civil justice system.
Do you think that if this bill would pass, it would make courthouses more dangerous?
I think as it is currently written, it has the potential for making courthouses more dangerous, some courthouses more dangerous. I don't know how many courthouses there are that have no security. I don't know when ingress and egress is permitted in all courthouses. And there are a lot of details that have not yet been addressed by the persons that are offering this bill for enactment.
Someone on the other side might argue, well, you were a victim of gun violence yourself in a completely separate incident. Would you understand why someone might say that would certainly have an impact on your view of all this?
I would understand why someone might say that, but if they say that, then they don't know me. They don't know that I can completely divorce whatever happened to me to what I need to focus on.
So do you think that 8 years later we are safer, particularly in the Fulton County Courthouse, than we were 8 years ago?
Yes, I think that we are safer, but I do not think that we are as safe as we should be, could be, and that we owe it to our citizens.
Judge Cynthia Wright is the Chief Judge of the Fulton County Superior Court. Judge Wright, thanks so much for giving us this time. We really appreciate it.
Thank you.